Here's a story about one Christmas tradition, a performance of the Nutcracker Ballet, that's taking a cue from another Christmas tradition, a sing-along performance of Handel's Messiah. It's a dance-along Nutcracker, with a few other Christmas characters in there, too. It's an annual fundraiser for the San Francisco Gay and Lesbian Freedom Band. Nathaniel Johnson from member station KALW was in the audience.
It's one of those drizzly, gray San Francisco afternoons, and there's already a long line of people in the theater lobby. Amy Worth is waiting with her daughter Annika, who's dressed with a little extra flair.
This is my tutu, and this is the dress.
What have you heard about the dance-along Nutcracker theme?
Well, that you dance along to the Nutcracker music.
The doors open, and about 400 people surge into the hall. It's a ballroom with chairs set out in two blocks, with wide aisles and good wooden floors for dancing. There's no raised stage, no division between the performer and the audience. A hush falls over the crowd as the lights go down. And then...
I said, are you ready to dance?
In this production, Drosselmeyer has become a sort of Scrooge hybrid.
Oh, humbug, no!
And Marley returns to haunt him in a hot little red dress. As soon as the first scene is over, the lights come up again and everyone spills out of their seats. A four-year-old twirls past, followed by her mother. A man in a tutu dips his partner. There's a whole train of women frosted in a confection of feathers and lace.
We have wonderful pink and white knit fluffy skirts and fabulous golden tiaras with ballerinas bouncing off wonkily to the left, and fabulous wands. I like to dance and be crazy, and it's an excuse to do that in public and not get arrested.
Janet Scheuer spent last weekend making her costume, but if you didn't dress up, you can still get some duds from Philip Wells.
We have tutu rentals for you, or there are blinking tiaras and Santa hats and elf shoes for ballerinis.
Let's face it, if anybody here really knows how to dance the Nutcracker Suite, they're kind of lost in the crowd. It's a befrocked mass of people shuffling around the chairs. Some of the kids are focused on dancing every last beat. Others stare open-mouthed at the madness all around them. Everyone looks pretty goofy, but it's hard to care about looking cool when you're dancing with a bunch of five-year-olds. The lights go down again, and Drosselmeyer is haunted by three spirits. The set for this part of the play is filled with gravestones marking the final resting places of Marley, Tchaikovsky, Liberace, and Disco. But the performers don't make the audience wait too long before turning the floor over to them again. In the end, everyone has had a chance to try out their arabesques, and Drosselmeyer sees the error of his ways and sings a duet of redemption with Marley. As the show draws to a close, tiny girls, big bearded men, and grandmothers have all, for a few moments, been the ballerina they've always wanted to be. For NPR News, I'm Nathaniel Johnson in San Francisco.